Like, I mean, when he said that, I thought to myself, are you crazy?
Really?
Absolutely.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, my hair's looking crazy.
Your hair's crazy.
Seriously, bedhead. That's what happens when you sleep for 14 hours.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Who has time for a shower when you're too busy narking out in your bed?
I know. At least you have the gear, right?
I've got Big Party Show swag in order to go ahead and cover up bad hair day. This will be seen at grocery store after this, and possibly Child's Play tonight.
We should have just named, I know it's Party Crasher gear, but we should have just named it, slobware.
Bad hair day.
Do you also have
a bad hair day? Yeah, every day of my life. That's the one thing I will say about this new job is being the new person going in. So, you know, I'm working with fellow radio people who are all like baseball cap, hurrah. Like they're not showering in the morning. They're just like, whatever. I've been doing this for 5 years. Like I'm throwing on a cap and showing up.
That's perfect.
I'm still new person. So I'm like, shower, shine. I'm like, this is not sustainable.
They're like, this girl is weird.
They're like, she's so put together. I'm like, this is so not what you're really getting in about 4 months. Yeah. You're going to start seeing baseball cap and the real sweatpants.
I remember when you would come in and not shower when we were doing my mornings. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's also a lot of times you came in. I mean, most of the time you came in and showered, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. When I was in studio, I would usually shower. The only times that I like, because I can't wash my hair every day. Okay. I've got like curly, you know, hair where if you wash it every day, it just gets like witchy, gets really dried out. So you can't. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll shower, but I don't wash my hair. So then when there's days where it's like, well, why even bother if I'm not washing my hair? Let's just go ahead and put some dry shampoo in.
Shower.
Call it a day.
I know. I'm like showering. You know, I like to shower, but I think I'm doing like once every other day or something like
that. Okay. It's better for your skin, they say.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think Americans, what was it? There was like some global thing about showering. There's always like some sort of study or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how Americans are so hung up on showering every day, and they're like, it's actually not that great for your skin. Like you're supposed to have some natural oils going, sort of helps with dry skin, helps with elasticity.
So you're saving water too,
and then the planet. Thank you.
Yeah, the planet. My problem is that when I shower, I also do everything. I'm one-stop shop in the shower, so I will brush my teeth also.
I think that's weird. You've told me that before, and I don't understand.
Yeah. I just do it all in one. I don't know what it is. I started doing that years ago, mainly because, you know, we were getting up so early in the mornings that it was just like,
yourself a minute or two.
Yeah, so I'd just jump in, and then I'd finish off with the brushing of the teeth.
There's something about standing in your own spit that just sounds really icky.
Well, I don't just spit in. I mean, I spit into the drain below me. I mean, I pee on it in the shower, too, so that's even more weird.
Oh, my God, so you're peeing and brushing your teeth. Seriously, too. Stop talking. Wyleen will never get in the shower again. She's like, I don't know what bodily fluid I'm stepping in now. Urine.
She has her own shower that she uses. Yeah. But that's what I mean by one-stop shop. I just do it all.
I think you need to. I think there are some times where you can say, like, I went to the bathroom, period. And now I'm taking a shower, full stop.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. That think about how much more water I'm saving by not using the sink to brush and then flush, you know?
It's not worth it.
Well, then the problem is this, though, Molly, if I, you know, because I'll get busy in the morning and I'll forget to shower. And that's kind of the reason why And then I'll start feeling this film over my teeth because I hadn't brushed yet because I didn't shower. So then I have to purposely go run upstairs and shower, not shower, but brush.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's me.
How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
A couple times. It all depends. It really all depends. Okay. I've been eating chia seeds. Those things suck. Do you ever eat chia seeds?
No, they freak me out.
Yeah, they're weird. Whiting had a big old thing of them. And then I just put it in some yogurt or something. And they're just crunchy. But the problem is that they get in your teeth and everything. Mm-hmm. And it takes forever for them to soften. So if you put them in water and they soften, I had no idea this.
Then they get slimy. Like, isn't that like, then they get like weird. Like, they almost remind me of like tadpole yes. eggs or like frog yes. eggs or something weird. Like, they skeeve me out because there's like two. There's two ways that they're served. One crunchy and then one where they get like that kind of like pocket or
slimy. I don't like that. To them. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Okay, to be honest, and like anybody listening can email, what are they good for? Like, you know, I'm usually pretty much like, oh yeah, you got to have protein or oh, you got to have fiber. Like, what is their niche?
Fiber. It's fiber.
Is it?
It's all 100% fiber. Okay. Yeah.
Because I've always wondered, I'm like... Because you hear it and they're like, throw in some chia seeds. And I'm like, absolutely, yeah. for whatever those are good for. What are those good for? Like waiting for someone to tell me?
Yeah, I just don't, get enough, I don't think I would get enough fiber. I'm not eating bread. I'm eating vegetables and stuff like that.
Vegetables are good fiber. Bread's not necessarily a good fiber.
It's not. I'm not eating any of that. So I just figured, you know, it's there. I should probably get some fiber going with all this stinking water I'm drinking and, you know, flush myself out so I don't end up getting constipated and sitting.
Nobody wants to hear about this. Long. And when I say nobody,
everyone
I mean
does.
I'm the only person here right now. I don't want to hear about it. I've already had to hear about how you pee in the shower. I don't want to hear about your butt.
Okay.
You've got a wife to torture with these conversations. I don't talk to her about that.
Oh, I don't talk to her about that stuff.
So she's the lucky one. You just save it all for me.
The lucky one. Everyone else gets to hear it. All right, let's motivate real quick, and then we'll move on. We got Nate Bargatze. We got tickets. You guys all know the drill. And the goal today for you guys this weekend is just to tell somebody, not about Nate, but just tell somebody about the Big Party Show. We're trying to grow this thing, so we need you to hit follow, subscribe, and review us. If you have not done so yet, we're asking you to. All right, Molly, you got left over. What's left over is fried chicken that tastes like bubble gum.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it to it, people.
Pete after me. Today, I choose peace over pressure.
Huh.
I don't have to rush to prove my worth. I am enough exactly as I am. My past does not define me. My growth does. I release what I cannot control. I trust that everything is unfolding in divine timing. I am safe. I am healing. I am becoming. Take a breath. You're doing better than you think. Keep going.
Oh, there you go.
I really like that one. That's real good Zen one. That's nice.
Hey, have you seen the new Delta planes, or the new seating yet that they just announced?
Was it an April Fool's thing?
No. This is called the Delta Relaxed Roll. I'll show you. People, you can watch us on YouTube if you need to, but we'll share it on the social. Check this out.
This is United.
Now, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. United,
I've seen this. This is insane. And it costs $1 million.
So basically,
they turn an economy row into a bed.
Well, yeah, you turn your row into the bed. And it's not going to be crazy insane because it's not for first class.
No, but you have to buy all three seats.
Well, when you travel with the kids, you're buying the three seats. That's the way I looked at it, you know, is that, all right, so there's the three seats there. You know what I mean? If you're traveling as a family, then you're going to have the three seats. So
right. But I was looking at this like, if you were a person, you're like, I want to stretch out in a row. Like, I think that would be really uncomfortable with two children.
Yes, you're laying there.
That'd be like three adults laying there. That's terrible. That sounds worse than sitting in your seat. honestly. Like, I have a 16-year-old son. You think I want to share a stretch-out bed with him? First of all, no. Yeah. And then I have a 14-year-old daughter who's also going to be like, hey, a little room for me. And then across the aisle, you're going to see Peter Joseph in one of those. He'd be like, I bought all three seats for myself. I'd be like, well, take one of these humans over there. He'd be like, absolutely not.
I don't know how that's going to take off. I mean, I wonder if you can put the seat, because basically where your feet are, that just turns into a bed that you put up. Each seat does.
But then they give you a mattress to put over it. Right.
Yeah.
They give you like a mattress roll to put over it. So it's not just, I mean, so there is a little something, something like it. Because otherwise you're like, what, I'm just laying on those seats? It's like, no, they give you a pad that puts over it. I mean, it could cost like $5,000. I mean, at that point, you're like, why wouldn't I just fly first class?
Yeah, but we don't know that yet. They launch it next year. And I'm sure there's going to be an upgrade because it's for economy is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's economy flyers. What I'd love to do someday is, have you ever seen those planes that people fly, you know, they're flying overseas or to India or whatever, and they have their own section where it's like a lounger and a little TV and a little section. I would love to do that.
Yeah. That's first class.
Yeah. That's first class right there.
That's not the back of the plane where you see everybody and they're just holding onto a string and praying that they have a seat.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's for the haves, not the have nots. I mean, talk about like, don't go behind the curtain. Oh, that, I would love that. Do you know how much that costs?
I wouldn't have a clue.
That's like bucket list. That's like one of those things where it's like, I want to fly to the other side of the world.
Yeah, because if you're spending that money like that and flying that far, I mean, that's what you would want if you can. But you're right. It is a bucket list. It's not for kids. It's for couples or, you know, you're not going to give kids that unless you're just crazy rich. But, that's what I would love to do.
Yeah. I think if I ever finally make it to Australia or New Zealand, I would want to try and upgrade as much as possible, because you're talking like an 18-hour flight.
It's long.
If you were going to like go in, if there was one that you were like, let's take the extra couple of months to save up the extra cash to make it whatever, that would be the one that's worth it.
That's the kind of flight you book when you're, I mean, if you, you know, if you're really going to spend the money on that, it's like you only got a few more months to live. You know what I mean?
No.
You're like, I only got a few more months to live. Let's go live life a little bit. I've always wanted to do this. So just spend the 10 grand.
About 10 years ago, I looked into it.
You know.
I deep dive. I was like, I'm going. This is just, I want to go. I want to see that part of the world.
Where would you go? I'd like to go to Thailand. I really would love to go to Thailand and those places over there.
I'm less interested in Thailand. If somebody was like, I've got a free ticket, do you want to go to Thailand? I mean, I'd go. But if it were like on my own, I'm planning a trip, Thailand wouldn't be on the radar of like places on the other side of the world I would go to.
I'd love Japan. When I was single.
Singapore. I would love to go to Singapore.
When I was single, I was going to plan a trip out to Thailand. For a couple weeks, because you could, you can live out there for a couple weeks, super, super cheap. I think I was looking into it and like a full day of meals is like $2. I'm thinking, well, this is cool. But then I got, pulled into the ladyboy thing. And I was going, what's a ladyboy? Cause everyone's like, watch out for the ladyboys.
I'm
like, ladyboy. And basically it's, dudes that dress up like women there, right? And I think it's a prostitution thing, okay? And you can't tell. You cannot tell.
Why are you with a prostitute anyway? I mean, I would just say, like, don't be with prostitutes.
Well,
full stop.
It also could be just, like, maybe you meet and you're attracted to that lady boy at the store or something. It could be something of that simple, too. You know, you're partying and all of a sudden you're hanging out with a bunch of lady boys. But anyway, I'm looking at these lady boys in these pictures and I'm like, I don't know how to tell the difference between a lady boy and a woman, so I don't want to go.
I love that that's so what's standing in the way of you being curious about another culture. You're like, the lady boys. Like, there's an easy way around that. Don't hook up with anybody. I find myself at a party. I mean, how would you find yourself at some rando Thai party where there's a bunch of girls fawning all over you? That would be the red flag right there.
That's Thailand.
You're so charming. Red flag.
That's Thailand. Yes. Yeah, you just never know what happens. You're traveling by yourself, you know, and you're like, hey, you just don't know what happens. And I didn't want to get caught up in any of that. So I didn't.
Well, I'm glad that
I decided not to.
Your moral compass really stood in the way. Sadly, look that is not what is holding me back from going to Thailand.
Okay.
That is not something that I've even taken into consideration.
Hey, today is National Burrito Day.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a good
Have you ever had a cotton burrito? Delish.
Speaking of, I thought you were just saying that you were afraid of going to another country because of cotton burritos.
A joke never gets old to me. It really doesn't.
Oh. You're so stupid. It's dumb.
Well, what the hell? What's the Coke thing? What's going on with Coke?
Oh, man. I'm like keeping an eye out. So right now, if you find Coke bottles with a yellow cap, they're special. They're for Passover. And apparently, like, one of the things is that they is a corn has something to do with, like, you try to avoid grains or something like that. So these special Passover Cokes are made with cane sugar instead of corn syrup. So if you see the bottles that have the yellow caps to them, those are made with cane sugar.
But isn't the Mexican Coke is the same thing, right?
Right.
Okay, it's not made with that stuff.
Right.
It's made with
fructose corn syrup. No, so these
I've never had one.
They're
never have had one. It maybe if I was a kid, but my parents bought knockoff stuff because we couldn't afford it. But I don't think I've ever in my adult life have tried an actual Coke that has real sugar in it. Cane sugar.
It's good.
Okay.
It is good. It has a little bit of a different taste. I mean, it's also, I'll get them every once in a while for my son.
All right.
They sell
he loves
Mexican
them.
Cokes at the grocery store and I'll get them like, when they're on sale. But this, I'm like, I want to find these because these are like the six pack bottle ones that you can just buy. It's not like a specialty Mexican Coke. So I'm like, where are these? I got to keep an eye out because they're only around for Passover.
I'll shop. I got to shop. So I'll look for you and see if I can find some. I found like three cases of that Topico.
Topo Chico?
Topo Chico. They're like gone right now. I don't know if they're still at the stores, but they're remodeling rebranding their product. So they won't be in stores for like a year.
The bottles won't. I know.
Yeah, I've never had one of those either. I never have show. Welcome.
I never have. What else? I love one of my favorite things to do. Is make a white wine spritz.
Ooh.
So like I'll put white wine, couple ice cubes, and then top it off with Topo Chico. So it kind of like it makes it sparkly, but it also waters it down a little bit. So because, you know, white wine goes down so easy, it's deadly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you bet it does.
Next thing you know, you're like, how much have I had? So this slows my roll a little bit and it hydrates
you
while you're doing it. So that's one of my faves.
I almost bought them. There's three of them at Hy-Vee, three cases. And I just remember seeing that story. And the first thing I thought, Molly, is like, hey, I should buy these and sell them on eBay. But that's just too much work.
That sounds like a lot of effort to take advantage of people that are like, I really love this. That does remind me I need to look for it at the store because I just cracked open my last Topo Chico the other day when it was warm. I was like, Mom is going to have herself a little white wine spritz. Love me some white wine spritz. So I went ahead and cracked open a bottle of Pinot Grigio, put a couple ice cubes in there and topped it off with Topo Chico. It was the last bottle of Topo Chico. I was like, ooh, this is a little early in the season to be, because it's just firing up to be white wine spritzer season.
Is there an alternative brand that you can use? I mean, it's just
I could use soda water, right? But this is the thing about Topo Chico. It is so, like, the bubbles are different. It is so intense of an effervescence that, like, if I leave it on the counter, because it comes in a bottle, let's say I leave it out on the counter, go to bed, get up the next day and take a sip, it still has bubbles.
Okay.
Like, it's that bubbly.
So is it, because I don't drink that stuff. Mm-hmm. Is it like a Diet Coke, like carbonation type bubble?
It's carbonation, like, but there's no sweetness to it. It's just carbonated water. So it almost tastes like a little salty.
All right, so I can actually get one of those and put something in it, because that's what I miss since I stopped drinking, you know, pop and stuff, mm-hmm. soda, is that alone. Because I love that feeling going down my throat. Mm-hmm,
the bubbles?
Yeah, the bubbles for some reason.
Yeah, I love like Topo Chico with a squeeze of lemon or lime. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Topo Chico. I'm going to find it. I'm going to go all through the whole city and find it and then use it and then buy it. And then swallow it down.
Sounds like a plan. Glad we were all here to listen to your action item list. Step one, find it. Step two, buy it. Step three, suck it down. Like, okay. Check those off as you do them. Check. Done.
Let's give the key word. What do you think? You want to pick one? I don't even. Let's do. I don't even know.
Have
let's
we done do funny?
We have done funny. How about VIP?
Ooh,
that's easy.
I like
that's
VIP.
An easy one.
VIP. All right, so
that's your key word. You know what to do. You need to take it right over there to the good old land of BigPartyShow.com. And then check out our merch as well. We have, you guys already know if you're listening. If you're new to listening, then go do it.
Welcome.
That's how we support the show, is that way. Easter's coming up here.
Yeah.
But we already know what I'm doing. I got the ham ready. And then I'm also going to bake the bread. That's the problem, Molly, with this podcast. I say these things live and then it goes. And then, and then Manuel, my brother-in-law, would listen and he would go to Katie, my sister-in-law, and go, why would he say that?
And then Katie circles back to Wylene and is like, why would he say that? And then Wylene comes back to you like, why would you say that? It like slowly amplifies.
Yeah.
Like Manuel's like, why would he say that? And then Katie's like, why would he say that? And then by the time it gets to you, it's like, hey! Yeah. You dumb dumb. These people are having us at their house and you were like, pick one. Oh my God. You're lucky we didn't get uninvited. Be eating ham alone.
I know. I mean, I never heard the end of it when I put the family on blast for not cleaning up after themselves at the pool and I had to just constantly do that. He was like, why are you doing this to us? I'm like,
what
why
did Wylene say?
Nothing. She knows. She knows what she's gotten into. She knows me. I don't have too much of a
I wonder
filter.
What they
you,
say
you
to
know
her.
That too. You know that too.
Yeah, I do. But I'm like, I wonder what the conversations between her family and her that you're not a part of.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I
like, are you curious to just know if they're like, come on. And she's like, what are you going to do?
Well, everybody in family, it seems like they'll talk about not their own family members, but like the spouses that aren't 100% blood, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if anyone teams up and goes, God, that big party guy, he's so strange.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Are you nuts? If you think you're not being talked about
by the family.
Oh my God. Not just their family. We're like, we are like work spouses.
Yeah.
You think my family's not like, what was that? And I'm like, no, what are you going to do? That's just how he is. I'd be like, I mean, when he said that, I thought to myself, are you crazy?
Really?
Absolutely. You and I have been together for 20 years. You think it hasn't come up? Have you just met my family? You don't think that they're not like, I heard that the other day. I'd be like, take it up with Wylene. We need to put Wylene on the text chain.
Now they know that I pee in the shower. So now they know.
You don't think I'm not going to hear about this? Like, he does what?
One stop shop, people. Mm-hmm. One stop shop. So what are you doing for Easter? What's going on?
We are hosting.
Okay.
I am having people over, and I didn't get any pushback on asking people to bring stuff. They weren't like, pick one.
Okay. That's good.
So we are having, I'm trying to decide, like, we've got three littles coming over and I'm wondering if we should do like a little egg hunt. I don't know. I was wondering if I should like have Declan and Mara like put it together for the littles and have them do like an egg hunt. Cause the kids loved egg hunts when they were a kid. They used to practice like leading up to Easter. They'd be like, let's practice egg hunting.
So they just run around. Do you do real eggs? Real eggs? Or are you going to do like the plastic ones?
We probably will dye some eggs. The kids like to, even at this age. And then Peter loves to make, you know, deviled eggs or whatever it is he makes. And then the plastic eggs, like hide little coins and candy and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then you'll have like the golden egg that has like a dollar in it and have them find that.
God, you know what I just bought, Molly? So when you make eggs, do you cook them in the pan and all that stuff?
To hard boil them?
Yeah, boil them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I bought this egg cooker.
Oh, you got one of those?
The one that has six eggs sitting in it.
Yeah, like
steamed, on Sunday I'll show it to you. Okay. I mean, excuse me, on Monday's podcast I don't have it with me, but I just got it.
Oh,
I got it
in the studio? That's weird. You don't keep it with you at all times. Did I show you my egg steamer? He doesn't go anywhere without it. Let me tell you. We went to church the other day. We had to make room in the pew. Egg steamer was right there.
So you've seen it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. It does three different types of eggs. It does soft, medium, and hard. And then it came with these containers where I can poach them. And then I can also do like an omelet in it as well. And it's all just timed out. I'm so excited. And the reason being is that we were buying those bags of eggs.
Yes.
But you skeeved me out.
They are in that weird alien fluid.
They're in that stuff. So we wash our eggs now. And I'm thinking, why am I buying these things, right? You know, they're just good for the quickness. And so I told Wylene, I'm like, I don't even know what's in it. Because if you know what we're talking about, they're hard-boiled eggs in a package that you can buy at Sam's Club, wherever, Walmart. You know what I'm talking about. They're redone. And there was a time when eggs were so expensive, these were cheaper.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe it. So anyway, they caught up with that. Now it's a little more pricier. But the expiration date that's written on them. So I can buy them, we'll just say, at the store today, and it expires in July or August. I'm like, how is this possible? What is that fluid? Gross. There's something wrong with it. That's the reason why I ended up buying this egg.
Where did you get the egg cooker? This is a new piece of hardware for the kitchen. I haven't heard you talk about this. Okay, so how's
I just got it.
You just got it. From where?
I just got it. I just ordered it online on TikTok. TikTok shop.
This is like the third thing that you've gotten from the TikTok shop. You got the sauna from the TikTok shop, and now an egg cooker. You're just finding different ways to like cook things, cook your body, cook eggs.
Well, this is the deal. I'll show you guys it, and then I'll even put a little code in the show notes or whatever, and you can go to it, to my shop, and buy it, and then I can make a little bit of commission if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Sick. Okay. You have your own TikTok shop.
Yes. Why not? Yeah.
The wonders never cease. You're just a gift. You just keep on coming up with stuff where it's like, I couldn't have thought of that on my own.
Yeah, I still haven't launched off with my Deutsch, gluten-free, dairy-free, allergen-free cookie dough, edible cookie dough.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'll do that too. Because I think everybody should know about that. It's so good, Molly. It's so good. But yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that selling next week. This is what it's broken down to. Where are the sponsors at? Come on already.
Get on his TikTok shit.
Yeah.
So egg cooker, huh? They cook six at a time.
Six at a time. So I'm not good at boiling eggs. I know you can just time it, whatever. I just don't. So I would like to try what a soft boiled egg tastes like.
They're really
looks
good.
Like. Is it just a wet yolk, mm-hmm. or is it a runny yolk?
No, I don't like them when they're runny. It's almost
not soft.
It's like the white is cooked, but then the yolk is still soft.
Okay.
But the rest of the egg is cooked.
Put it on a burger or something like that. I don't know.
That would be more of a poached egg or a fried egg that you would put on a burger.
Okay. All right. So, well, we'll try it maybe during the podcast. I mean,
can't wait.
We got time. It's 15 minutes.
Right.
I can just plug it
go
in
ahead
right
and
here.
Cook that egg while we're talking. Hold on. Ding. Egg's ready.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Why not indeed?
Hey, we have no
rules.
We got rules.
Nothing to lose. Literally.
Nothing to lose at all. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good Easter. My God, I hope it's good for you guys. And yeah, we'll come back on Monday with some more keywords for Nate Bargatze when he comes to town.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to thank the Lancers, Mike West, and those guys for entrusting us and partnering up with us and giving away tickets and everything
that was
like
really
that.
Cool. It was fun.
It was a good partnership. Yeah, and hopefully, and we want to do it again next year, of course. But all right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio. While I'm sitting on the john,
we believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Big party show.